From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Hurricane Rick has been weakening in the open Pacific Ocean. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami say Rick's winds have dropped to 145 miles per hour. It's been downgraded to a still dangerous Category 4 storm. Forecasters say a hurricane watch may be required for parts of Mexico's southern Baja California soon. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is prodding officials in Afghanistan to resolve the presidential election deemed fraudulent by international observers. Afghan President Hamid Karzai claims to have won, but it's unclear if he will bow to calls for a second-round runoff. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
Rahm Emanuel told CNN's State of the Union that one way or another, Afghanistan has to settle its disputed presidential election.
Whether that's through a runoff, whether that's through negotiations, the process will be determined by the Afghan people. The result for us and for the president is whether, in fact, there's a credible government and a legitimate process.
Emanuel added it would be reckless for President Obama to make a decision on U.S. troop levels without knowing whether he had a true partner in Afghanistan. On Fox News Sunday, South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune expressed impatience.
I think we're going to be dealing with some government in Afghanistan under any circumstance. What's important to me, and I think what's important to most Americans, is that we have a strategy that can succeed and that it be properly resourced. And I think that's the decision the president needs to make. And I hope he'll make it soon.
David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Iraq has awarded a British-Chinese consortium a contract to develop a multi-billion barrel oil field in the south of the country. Larry Miller reports from London.
This is the first deal in more than 30 years to come from a bidding process. Britain's BP and China's CNPC will develop the 18-billion-barrel Rumaila field near Basra. Together, the two companies will have a 75% share, with Iraq's state oil marketing organization taking the rest. Last year, the Chinese company signed a $3 billion development deal, but this is BP's first return to Iraq after the oil industry was nationalized in the 1970s. Iraq wants to develop 6 oil and 2 gas fields. It has the world's third largest known oil reserves, but it's only pumping 2.4 million barrels a day. A London-based energy analyst said the deal with BP and the Chinese is a very important event, very promising for Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Philadelphia Phillies have taken a 2-1 lead in the National League Championship Series with a crushing victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. The Phillies beat the Dodgers 11-0. Game 3 of the American League Series is scheduled for Monday afternoon. The New York Yankees have a 2-0 lead over the Los Angeles Angels. This is NPR News. The death toll in Sunday's attack on Iran's Revolutionary Guards is climbing. Iranian state television now says 42 people were killed. The dead include senior guard commanders. Dozens more were wounded. Iran's president has promised sharp retaliation. The only 4-year institution of higher learning for the deaf has chosen a new president. The Board of Trustees of Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. has picked longtime educator T. Allen Hurwitz. NPR's Jack Zahora reports.
Board members said they picked Hurwitz because of his unparalleled experience in deaf higher education. He's currently the president of the National Technical Institute for the Deaf, where he spent the past 39 years. At Gallaudet, he'll have several issues to contend with, including low student literacy rates and the university's previous accreditation issues. In addition, the head of Gallaudet leads the global deaf community. Hurwitz plans on pushing civil rights for deaf people in developing countries. He communicated through a translator.
The recognition of sign language is critical to the rights of deaf people because having that recognition allows people in other countries who are deaf to advance and to find themselves on par with other individuals who can hear.
Hurwitz will receive a paycheck of around $375,000 a year, and he takes over on January 1st. Jack Zahora, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities are investigating the stabbing death of a University of Connecticut football player. Jasper Howard was killed and another student was injured last night after the student union was evacuated during a dance. Howard died just hours after helping his team to a homecoming victory. His coach says Howard was to have become a father soon. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.